Chile.
And there it is, another debutant at the FIFA Women's World Cup. Just shows how far the game's developed all around the world.
Soccer fans rejoice. The brackets are set for the 2019 Women's World Cup in France. The United States, defending world champions, got a relatively easy bracket and are expected to sail through to the knockout stage. Home team France has a much tougher bracket, and first-timers like Jamaica and Chile are hoping to hold their own. But in the midst of all the excitement is the cloud of sexism that's sadly usually present in women's professional sports.
Est-ce que tu sais twerker?
No.
That's Ada Hegerberg of Norway, the first woman to win the prestigious soccer award Ballon d'Or, giving an emphatic no after the ceremony MC asked if she knew how to twerk upon accepting the trophy last weekend. To put these highs and lows in context, we turn to Shireen Ahmed, sports writer and co-host of the feminist sports podcast, Burn It All Down. Shireen, great to have you back.
Thanks, Tanzina Gurek. Great to be here.
So let's start with Ada Hegerberg. What was that all about?
Well, it was about somebody being on stage to present who knows nothing about women's football, who knows nothing about appropriately talking to a champion. It was about continued sexism. It was gross, but her reaction was wonderful. She's a dignified, incredibly graceful 23-year-old and fabulous footballer. So she did, you know, her face, though, when it fell, was just so, it resonated with so many people around the world, women, in that that's the type of question and inane commentary that just, it's not relevant or necessary to women's football.
And when we look at what happened over the weekend outside of that, we're looking at the World Cup bracket has been selected. We look at teams like U.S. and Canada, which have pretty good support, especially compared to other national teams in Africa and South America. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of the extra hurdles, like the first-time entrants Chile and Jamaica, could face?
Well, Chile, Jamaica, I mean, we know very clearly that the Reggae Girls, the Jamaican national squad, had difficulty with their training, with consistency in training camps, and they still made it through, which is brilliant. Scotland as well, it's their first berth at the Women's World Cup. So we're seeing a lot of new teams there, which is wonderful, which is what we want. Can we say it's a win for women's soccer all around? Not necessarily, because still we have so many federations that still struggle. I mean, Ada Hegerberg is still not playing with the national squad in protest of the way that the women's team is unfairly treated. So this is the top women's player in the world. And this is, you know, this is something that we continually see. You're right. U.S. has a fairly easy bracket. They're in Group F with Thailand, Chile, and Sweden. Then, I mean, statistically, the most difficult group would be Group D, which is England, Scotland, Argentina, and Japan. And they were ranked, their mean is 17 overall. So it's going to be an incredible tournament, particularly even those who argue that, you know, the way it's being done, the draw of the pots, the way it's done is not necessarily the most fair, because it almost guarantees that some of the stronger teams go through.
And some of the stronger teams really are also the teams that tend to have more money. Is that not right? Investment.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if your federation doesn't support you, it's literally impossible to go forward. But then again, there's Jamaica. And I mean, honestly, I'm so excited to see what they do. I'm excited to see. But it's important to keep in mind that although there might be more support from some federations, universally, women's soccer is not supported by the federations like they need to be.
Shireen Ahmed is a sports writer and co-host of the feminist sports podcast, Burn It All Down. Shireen, thank you as always.
Thank you.